Yeah, you put the headphones on, Vince. This is for you, my friend.
I don't know what it is.
You know exactly what it is.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you should play that up loud because, you know, we were talking to Vince about Miami and all of the U is back, and we had to deal with our division, our in-state rival in week one. Who'd they play last week? Jacksonville State, Florida yeah. State. And they almost lost.
Yeah.
So they stink.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah,
you're right about that.
I mean, Jacksonville State gave them a tougher game than the U.
Hey, but it's still a rivalry, man.
Okay,
point
all
blank.
Right.
All right, now, before we get any further, we got to start with this one. You won't be getting any letter in the mail from the league this week finding you for that awful roughing the passer penalty last night, will you?
Man, I hope not. But, I mean, I thought it was clean. A lot of people... I wasn't the only one felt like that way, but they called it, and you know I couldn't believe it.
What did he say to you? What did the official say?
He said I hit him below the knees. So I was like, really? And you just see my reaction on the field. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to curse him from A to Z, but you know what? I guess he threw the flag. History of Buffalo and 75 hitting the quarterback. Obviously, it's a penalty. So,
now Vince thinks they ought to get him.
They ought to get him. I thought it was a clean play, but it wasn't a clean play. So I don't know what I'm gonna do against the Buffalo Bills from now on when I play them. I mean, I guess I'm gonna have to be a decoy or something.
Have you seen the film yet?
Yes.
And now what
clean
I
hit.
Saw,
clean hit.
You hit him at the waist.
Yes, the
he's
waist.
He's backing up, trying
yep.
to get away from you. So perfect, you slid.
Perfect form tackle.
To mid thigh.
Backing up yeah. as much as if he's yeah, flying back. And
well, yeah, he was, but he was going backwards yeah. anyway.
Ty, did you catch that? He said perfect form tackle.
Yeah,
so he uses that opportunity to give himself props.
But you know what? I mean, another thing, you know, that play. Like I said, I felt you know that play. You know, it was a legal play and everything, and. To have a flag at that point of a time, and that it was crucial. I mean, we had them back, though. We had them right where we wanted. And then to throw a flag on something that's, I don't think it was anything illegal. It really put our, defense in an awkward situation at the time. So, but it happened. And you know what? We rallied. Offense did a good job of scoring. When we had to, you could play 58 good minutes, but if you can't finish those 2 minutes, you can lose a ball game, man, which we shown last night. I mean, I wouldn't say we played awful, but we didn't play the way we wanted to play. It was some plays that we left out there on the field with some opportunities that we had out there that we didn't take advantage of. But when it counted, we stepped our game up. We knew the situations we were in. And everybody was on the same page. And I think that's what got us through that last night's game. And plus, Buffalo, starting a home game against Buffalo, division game. I mean, what else can you ask for? I mean, you know it's going to be a tough matchup. I don't care who.
I didn't.
You don't think so?
I didn't think it was going to be a tough matchup. And I want to ask you both about this because I felt like the defense could have played better. I mean, the team could have played better. I mean, I'm sure you guys will hear this. You'll say, man, we left a lot of yards on the field. We gave up plays that we shouldn't have given up. We can't win a championship playing this way. Do you feel like there was that the defense played even close to its potential?
I don't think so. But at the same time, with the game and the way it went, I'm happy that it happened now, rather than even though now is a crucial time and it's a division opponent. I'm glad it happened now rather than later on. And because it's something that can be addressed, the mistakes that was made. I mean, it wasn't a mistake-free game, and we all know that. You know, we're not blind to that fact. But at the same time, one thing I did take from this game that I thought was huge was that we got a lot of fighters on this team, and me and Vince was on the sideline at the end of the game, and we talked about it at the beginning of the week that we wanted the game to end up in the defense's hands. And it ended up in the defensive hands, and it was a lot of guys out there fighting still, and a lot of heads weren't down at 5 minutes in the game, and them being ahead, and them having the ball, and getting the ball on the kickoff, and all that stuff. And hey, so that's what I got out of that game, and I thought that was good.
Was it weird for you guys, for the first time in your NFL career, to not have 93 over on the other end of that line with you?
It was something different. But at the same time, we went through it the week in practice and everything. You just
and he's been out with injuries before, obviously.
Of course, but at the end of the day, we knew we had a job to do in getting out there. And one thing I want to comment, you know, what Ty was saying about this team. We sat in, you know, our defensive line meeting room and defensive meeting rooms and said, you know what, defense going to have to win some games this year. Let's make it a point for defense to show up. We know how good our offense will be. We know how good our defense can be. So let's make it, you know, a game where, hey, defense, we go out and do our thing. And last night was a great example. I mean, it was left on us. It was left on us, and we came up when we needed to come up with the big plays. The guys stepped up, and it just shows a lot about this team. It just showed we kept our poise. We knew exactly the situation that we were in. I mean, and everybody was cool and collective, and everybody knew the situation that we were in. So I think we was down the whole game, we was trailing, and most of the whole game, if not the whole game, was trailing. But you know what? We kept our poise and we kept fighting. And you know what? It's going to be big things to come. If we keep that mentality and just get better at fundamentals and, you know, the little mistakes that we did make, which we will get better at, this team can be a special, special team. But you know what? We have to continue to get better, though.
A lot of people don't remember, and we talk about this with a lot of our callers when they talk about 07. They say, oh, man, you know, record-setting offense. And the defense was along for the ride. We always remind them that the defense was fourth in the league. People don't remember that. Do you think this defense has the does it have the capability of being one of these shut? Can you see that coming? Like, is it a shutdown defense?
Of course I can.
You can see it?
Of course I can.
Even with a different style, because you're probably going to be playing some more 4-3 than.
Of course I can. No doubt in my mind that we will. And we can be one of the best defenses around. But it's going to be up to us, point blank. I've been saying it all camp, and you know, I've been feeling good about, you know, this team, and especially my defense. I'm feeling real good about it because we got a bunch of guys out there that want to win, want to play, they want to make plays, but play within the scheme. They know they do their job, and we go from there. If we miss a tackle, okay, we can learn from that. We can, you know, move on from that. You know, if you screw up a fundamental, we can work on that. But I think the group of guys that we have, the young guys and the veterans that we do have, I think we have something special in that locker room. And the young guys, they know exactly what's at stake. They know what we want from them.
Ty, I see you nodding your head. I mean, is it the scheme that the 4-3, do you guys feel a little liberated by that? That you
no,
a little more of an attack?
No, I mean, because, you know, when we play 3-4, we beg for the 4-3. And, you know, when we play 4-3, we beg for the 3-4. So, in a lot of cases, we're playing what we asked to play, you know, and it's been a lot of turnover on this defense. A lot of young guys. Burgess came in late, you know. Tully. I mean, it's a whole bunch. It's a different nucleus of guys out there on defense. So, growth and building upon what we put out there on Monday. Is definitely in the works, and you know, and it's going to be addressed. And there's a lot of adjustments being made on the sideline. I feel good about it. And the more reps and more opportunities we have to be out there cohesively as a defense, I think the better we'll be.
It's going to be interesting because Dale's been killing you guys all year. I mean, he's been talking about he's got questions on the defense and. Okay, I've been saying that. Okay, I've been saying
all
that.
Right, maybe
I got questions about the defense because there's been there's great transition and there's some guys I don't know about yet.
Yeah.
I don't know about them in their big time roles. You know, you don't know what Jarvis Green will do as a starter. You don't know about the linebackers. You don't know about the cornerbacks. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, everybody entitled to, you know, to their opinion, you know. You know, but don't get it twisted. You know, we out there, you know what I mean, to play defense and bring our little bit to the table, whatever that is. So
I got a mad.
This
now.
Is the maddest
so
I've ever
okay,
seen.
Okay, I got a mad now. He won't even look. He won't even look at me. <now.
laughs> Dale and Holly, man, y'all don't get it twisted. I want to twist y'all up in a little pretzel up in there, man.
Well, let me ask you guys how it happens. I mean, and you mentioned Tully Bantekane.
Yep.
He gets cut by San Francisco. They say, you know, it doesn't work for us. and he comes back here. A guy like Lee Bodden, he's in Detroit last year. They're just awful. He comes in here. How do players that other teams don't even want sometimes come in here and perform not only good but sometimes important roles on this team? How's it happen that way?
I don't know about I don't know much about Bodden, but I know Tully. Even when he was here prior to him leaving to go to San Francisco, he's always been a good pass rusher. I mean, he's been pass rusher. He used to give our offense fits in practice, you know. But when you got Willie McGinnis and you got Vrabel and guys like that, veterans like that, that's they got a bunch of skins on the wall that's been putting their work in long before Tully came into the league. You know, he really didn't get as many opportunities to show that style, but he's been a pass rusher. And he's one of the better pass rushers on the team, I think.
How's it usually work? I mean, today is your off day, and you guys are here.
You don't have no off days.
Mm-hmm. Do you look at it that way?
Yeah, I mean, technically, yes, it's an off day. But being a profession, Tuesdays we normally come in and take care of the body and, you know, look at some film and stuff like that there. So even though it is an off day, a lot of guys come around just to look at film and get a jump on guys because this is our job. I mean, this is our job. We don't want to come in on Wednesday where we starting to go put in the run game and all of a sudden we don't know what they do. So we kind of get a jump on it coming in off on our off days like today. And that's how it is. So that's how I've been looking at it. That's for 6 years now. That's how I look at it. And, you know, my wife understands. Hey, I got to go to work. Yeah, I got to go to the stadium, you know, watch film. Sometimes I just come over here just to watch film. But, you know, it can be tough for the family, but as long as they understand this is my job and I take pride in my job because people hold me accountable. I mean, you know, from my coaches down to my players, they hold me accountable and they know what's going on when we step on the field on Wednesday. And, you know, and I'm one of the leaders that where, you know, I wish somebody have a question I can answer, you know, because I'm up on my game. So I try to step up much upon my game as possible. Especially for the younger guys.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Ty, I wanted to ask you, not Vince, because he was elected a captain, defensive mm-hmm. captain, along with Gerard Mayo. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you as a guy who's putting a check mark on that ballot, and you're deciding. Tell me what you're looking for when you're voting for a captain on your team.
Basically what Vince has said, you know, a lot of what Vince has said, you know, this is a guy, really, really, for a young guy, to be able to come and ask you a question and you be able to have a question for him. Or a lot of guys just respect you just for what you do on a day-to-day basis, watching film, lifting weights when you don't have to lift weights, running extra, holding your teammates accountable, holding yourself accountable when you know you've done something wrong or you made a mistake. Just taking full responsibility for both your mishaps and team's mishaps.
Well, how does it feel to be a captain?
I mean, it's a good honor, great honor, man, because, you know, it shows one thing, you know, your teammates look up to you. They respect you, what you do on and off the field. The coaches feel the same way. So 2 years, you know, me being the captain, one thing I tell my guys all the time is, you know, I'm going to give you all I have. I tell my coaches the same thing. Even with, you know, the situation that I'm in, the whole contract situation, I care less about that right now.
Doesn't even cross your mind?
It don't cross my mind because I love football. I'm a football player, and that's what I do. So when I'm on the field, when that helmet goes on, I know it's time to work. And, you know, I don't want to let the guys down around me. I would never do that. So I feel bad when I get nicked up and have to come out of play because I feel I'm letting my guys down. So that's what it is with me. I'm all football. I'm all, you know, for a team. And I have a lot of trust in my teammates, and my teammates feel the same way with me. So that'll carry you a long way. And that's one thing I look at, you know, when I look up to guys, I don't care about a guy who like to do rah-rah all the time. No, lead by example. Can you lead by example? Can you show me the ropes without saying nothing? Can you do that for me? And that's what I like to see. And, like, you know, even though we have captains that selected, it's a bunch of guys in that locker room. That's a captain. I mean, point blank. Ty is one of them. So Just because we have a title on our name now, captain, we have a lot of leadership. We have a lot of captains on this team, and I think this year is going to be a challenge for us because, you know, everybody, we lost a lot of veterans, some of our top guys who meant a lot to this this organization. They're gone through retirement or, you know, other teams or whatever it may be. So we're going to need everybody to step up. So we're going to need everybody, whatever leadership they can bring to the table, we're going to need it on the whole 53-man roster. So we have a good nucleus around us. We got a great group of guys. The coach is going to put us in the position to make plays. And when we have our opportunity, we got to take advantage of it. So being 1-0 in the division, don't feel bad.
Can you dig it?
So he doesn't have to twist you up into a pretzel over there?
What you been watching? Can you dig it? You been watching?
Can you dig it?
I got to ask this question before you go, and I wanted to get your reaction. I mean, Richard got traded to Oakland. In the aftermath of reporting to Oakland, we've read some things and seen some things that, Vince, your name came up in the process of Richard going to Oakland. Have you heard those same things, and how do you respond to those?
I mean, of course, you know, my wife hears a lot of stuff. You know, I try to stay away from all of that talk. You know, I let my agent and, you know, the organization handle what they have to handle on the contract end. Like I said, it's football season now for me. I want to focus on football. If something come along where we have to talk, we'll talk. But I put it in my hands of my agents and my wife. I just basically try to, you know, stay away from it because I don't want to get sidetracked. And I don't want that to take away from what I'm putting out on the field or giving to my teammates. So I just choose to stay away from that right now.
Ty, we'll be doing Raiders Monday with Vince Wilfork. Tell us about Al Davis.
I will say this. Both were rocking those black high tops last night. Oh, and they look pretty old school and pretty cool last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I felt good. I mean, I hate it. I hate the socks, though. I mean, the socks. It was like I was pulling up my socks every play. So we have to do something about those socks. I'm going to have to say something about them. But, it was a little change.
It was cool, man. Was cool.
You like it, Ty? You like the look?
Yeah, it was cool. I know I asked the equipment guy, Broach, ever since I've been here, man, when are we going to get another opportunity to rock those jerseys? And we got a chance last night. It wasn't the prettiest performance, but we was looking all right in those jerseys, and we got the W, so it made it look even better. So
a division win.
But it was definitely sweet to get out there and be able to, you know, experience wearing a jersey that was done, you know, on a lot of guys in the past.
Someday that Pat Patriot helmet will look nice in your family room, won't it?
You know, actually, I got a couple.
Do you?
Yeah, even though we never wore, during the Super Bowl runs, I would have the team sign that helmet.
Yeah.
You know, as a team and stuff like that. So I had them in the trophy case, even though I never done one.
Well, you guys looked very sharp last night. Sharp dressed men, always, and as you said, it's sweeter to win than to lose.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Better to talk about a one-point win than a one-point loss.
Exactly.
So. Fellas, nice to talk to you.
And a guy from the U, by the way, who made the play happen. No, seriously.
Vince is going to come over to the table.
Merriweather held up McKelvin.
Yeah. He did.
And then and Pierre Woods came in and knocked it up. So that was another guy from the
U. Situation of football. We knew exactly what we needed.
And a kicker recovering the fumble, less.
Yes, sir.
Good for him. It's going to be all over him.
It's a team effort, baby.
Because I thought he was going to take a knee for sure.
It did look. It looked like that.
He kind of hesitated. And he came back. Forget it. Come out.
Yeah.
And then he said after the game, he'd do it again.
Hope he does do it again against you guys next
time. I mean, hey, they're a great special teams team. So, I'm pretty sure they will do it again.
In the past, their
special teams are unbelievable.
Hopefully we're not in a predicament like that again before we have to depend on that.
Ty Warren and Vince Wilfork. Dale